Now, without further ado, I present our speaker today, Joseph Lynch. Joe?
Good morning, everyone. So my apologies for being a bit tardy. It's not my normal modus operandi. But as you heard in the reading that John just did, you know, sometimes we meet with obstacles and we need to adjust and figure out the new course forward. So today I want to talk about healing because, quite simply, we all need it. We all have to be open to it, open to receiving, open to do our work for healing. As I was driving down the pike this morning and hit this mysterious slowdown, which usually you'll see a cop car or an accident or something that will say, okay, I understand. Today I had none of that. All I know is I was going about 5 miles an hour. You could only do that so long. And then I'm looking at the clock saying, there is no way I'm going to be here on time. But this is when technology came and helped us out. A gift. I was able to call John and just say, hey, I'm 40 minutes out. You're starting at 10:30. I won't be there. So, you know, as much as I tried to make up time, this was really something that was not in my control. And when you think about it, think about healing. Is it in our control? Does it happen on our timeline? Can we just say, presto, I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm healthy. Not necessarily, is it? That's where we have to have an open mind. We all go through challenges, do we not? Be them physical challenges. Be them emotional challenges. Be them mental challenges. Or be them spiritual challenges. We all go through crises of faith. And what is that doing to us? What is that doing for us? See the difference in those statements? What is it doing to us? We really go into our victimhood. Woe is me. I'm ill. Or someone I desperately love is suffering. And part of us wants to say, I'm being punished for something. The other way, what is it doing for us? We shift gears, don't we? When we look at that obstacle that's been put in our path, and suddenly we start asking, okay, Spirit, divine intelligence, I am sure there is a reason why I must go through this difficulty. I don't necessarily know the reason why. And quite frankly, there are things that happen in our lives that we will never quite understand why until we're on the higher side. And then we can look back and say, ah, I get it. You know, things that happen to put us on our guided path. Things that bring us to meet those people that we are supposed to meet, that we are supposed to either in some way help them to heal, or in some way receive healing for ourselves. You know, my mom would always say, the Lord works in mysterious ways. And I would translate that into saying, I don't have the answers. None of us necessarily do. But if we are open, if we are trusting of the divine, of infinite intelligence, then we can move forward through whatever difficulty may come our way. Can we not? This is when you guys are supposed to be like, yes! I woke up this morning and I learned, because every day we're learning something new, I learned that today is the feast day of St. Teresa, the little flower. Now, that kind of struck me, not because I'm paying attention to all my Catholic saints, which, you know, I raised as a Roman Catholic. And so that's a part of my being. That's a part of my spiritual outlook. But the little flower has a special place in my family. And so I felt like this was, you know, her reaching out to me as a reminder. You know, now, do not confuse St. Teresa, the little flower, with St. Teresa Avila, the mystic. They are two separate people. Whether they're two separate vibrations, I don't know. But St. Teresa, the little flower, is one of those stories. We all have these stories in our family that get passed down. And they make us think, and they make us realize that there is something bigger out there. Something bigger in the world. Now, long, long time ago, even before my mother was born, her mother was very dedicated to the little flower. And one night, while she was pregnant with my aunt, she had a dream. And Sister, or Saint Teresa, came to her in her dream and basically said to her, do not worry about your baby, for I will be there to take care of her. That was the dream. Months later, my aunt was born. Remembering the dream, my grandmother named this baby Teresa. Teresa only lived a few months. But that gift from spirit of interacting with my grandmother in her dream allowed her to basically know that this is in a divine order. Does it make the hurt any worse? No. That was a horrible year for my grandmother. She lost 2 children in 1 year. But it enabled them to know, or her to know, that there is a reason, and that Teresa was with God, with the little flower, as it was meant to be. So right then, even prior to my aunt's passing, my grandmother was already receiving healing on some level. When I hear that story, you know, my mom told me it, it makes me stop and think. Yes, we exist here on the earth plane. We are just the tip of the iceberg. And in spiritualism, we believe that our loved ones are around us. We believe that we are experiencing life for a reason, for a purpose. Now, we have that responsibility. Again, one of our principles, personal responsibility, to keep ourselves in as good a place as possible that we can possibly create. We are responsible for our happiness and or unhappiness. Our mind enables us to focus, to shift gears. Now, this morning when I hit traffic, I could have gone into the anxiety mind. Like, oh my gosh, am I going to get there in time? Like, go, go, go. Would it have helped? Or would it just have caused me to feel unhealthy? Chances are that would have been the case. So at that point, I needed to shift into the, okay, I'm going to trust that there is a reason for this. Maybe it's protecting me from some kind of accident. Maybe it is for some other reason. You know, I'm fascinated because, again, I walk in late. Don't know exactly where you folks are. I hear Bob speaking about healing. You know, it's great that we're able to kind of shift gears like that. I hear John reading passages about obstacles. Now, I don't know if that was Spirit working through John or John saying, well, let's make the best of Joe being late and choose a reading that reflects that. So when you hear that, then you have to sit and say, wow, infinite intelligence. Are my eyes open to receive the wonders of this world? Or am I walking around with blinders on, so caught up in what disrupts me that I don't see the miracles around me? We live in a very miraculous plane. You walk down the street, and I hope you guys do this, because our society is so car-oriented that we get in our little bubble and cruise down the street. But go out and walk down the street and see the miracles all around you. Allow yourself to meet people. People can be wonderful. People can be fascinating. And this is coming from an introvert, folks. So I'm not someone who's going to stop somebody on the street, because my mindset is, well, I don't want to interrupt them. I have a good friend who, she loves people. We'll go out to dinner, And she'll see someone across the room and be like, I'm going to go talk to that person. And I'm like, what? And she goes off. You know, because the way she's wired is different than the way I'm wired. And that's okay. But somehow we were brought together as friends for her maybe to learn something from me, but I definitely see that I'm learning something from her. That a lot of people want to be engaged. I would say one of the greatest causes of illness in our society is loneliness. Isolation. No connection. The elderly people that I have had the honor of seeing as they begin their journey out, I've noticed one common denominator, and that is their world starts to shrink. They may have been world travelers, but then it was more just the United States, just their hometown, just their home, just their bedroom, where they passed. When we are connected, we are in the flow. We are serving spirit. We are connecting with one another. I give you my energy, you give me yours. And in the end, energy-wise, we're balancing out. You know, it's kind of like when you go out with friends. Do you worry about saying, okay, I had this, this, and this, so this is my part of the bill? Or do you say, okay, well, I've enjoyed this night. I'm like, we'll split it. Because the next time we go out, maybe I'll order the fancier entree. I trust that it all balances out. Maybe I'm foolish. I don't know. But quite frankly, I can't worry about that. That's minor for me. It's more the joy that I get from connecting with those that I am sitting across a table with that enlightens my life, helps me to move forward, helps me to learn, helps me to heal on some level, to feel alive. That's what this is all about. Living in the moment, for the moment. I'll say one of the dangers that we face in spiritualism is that we are so desperate to connect with those that have passed on that we are in danger of living our lives to the fullest. If you take anything from this today, understand, Spirit wants you to live your life to the fullest up until the very moment that those gates open and your spirit is released to the higher side. So thrive, celebrate, do everything you can, both conventional and unconventional, to help you to find your healing for whatever ails you on whichever aspect of your being, be it physical, be it emotional, be it mental, or be it spiritual. You do have the power. As you sit in these healing chairs, you feel the energy aka love. The greatest healers that you will ever know are those compassionate souls that are here to channel that higher energy, to give it to you freely. Does a healer know what's your issue? Maybe they'll be given a glimpse. Maybe not. We believe in infinite intelligence. The energy knows. We don't have to. The energy will flow to that part of your being. And by stepping forward to sit in a healing chair, what are you doing? You are opening yourself up to receiving healing. You've done it. You've stepped forward and say, Divine Spirit, be with me. Flow through me. Heal me. And I will do my part. So, as you go forward today, do your part. Make the most out of every moment of your life. Look at the world with the eyes of a three-year-old, where everything is grand. Allow the colors, the textures, the scents to enrich your being. And as you look into the eyes of those people that you meet today and throughout the week and for the rest of your life, see their divinity. See the spark of life, their soul within. And when you do that, I would go so far as to say you are living life to the fullest. God bless.
Please be seated.